Another week of warmer weather is likely to occur across the Midwest as we go forward here, and we're likely to see a restricted amount of precipitation through this first week of the outlook. The overall bottom line is going to be great for late season farming activity and for further establishment of some of the wheat crop that has not been pushed into dormancy yet. The environment is one that's going to be relatively dry. We don't see any real meaningful precipitation coming into the heart of the Midwest for a good part of this week, and the odds are relatively good that we will see a couple of frontal boundaries, though, pass across the area, especially as we get into the latter part of this week. There is a low pressure center that will be moving across the region from North Dakota into Ontario, Canada. Now, I know that's well to the north of the majority of the region, but it will be trailing a relatively strong cold front to the south, and as it moves across the region, we'll likely find ourselves faced with a little bit of shower activity, mainly a wind switch, which winds will probably be fairly brisk at that point. This is late in the week, by the way, and we'll likely see some colder air move back across the region, but we'll be far enough above average through a big part of this work week that when the cooler air comes in, temperatures are only going to fall back to near normal. The high temperatures over these next few days are expected to trend a little bit warmer than usual. Look for 50 and 60 degree highs across a big part of the region, and that will likely take us all the way through midweek. Now, in the latter part of this week, some of that colder air will already be present in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. We'll look for temperatures on Friday afternoon cooling back to the 30s and 40s in the northwestern part of the region, while we'll still have some 50s in the southeast corner of the area. As we move on deeper into the weekend, that cool air will go ahead and overspread the rest of the region, with a reinforcing shot of colder air possible next week, so we'll keep an eye on that. There may be a little bit more precipitation coming next week as well, but it doesn't look like anybody's going to get a big soaking. And more importantly than anything, it looks like the lack of moisture out there in the hard red winter wheat country is going to prevail, with the computer forecast model suggesting no meaningful precipitation out there for a good part of the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and that fits very well with our long-term trend model, and has been suggesting that those droughty areas out there will continue dealing with such conditions for an extended period of time. The temperatures will turn colder next week, and we could see some bitter cold conditions in the north central parts of the U.S., but I think the models are probably going to adjust themselves a little bit before we get further out in time, so we'll leave that alone. Down in South America, it looks like the forecast continues to be promoting a lot of rainfall for Brazil. Not necessarily excessive amounts, but everybody will get rain at one time or another. And the bottom line is going to be quite favorable for long-term crop development potential. And that may at least partially explain the sell-off that has occurred in soybeans here in recent past trading days. We'll expect to see the favorable weather continue through the next 2 weeks and probably right on into December. In Argentina, a good mix of rain and sunshine is expected there as well. Some producers are still dealing with some excessive moisture and standing water in some of the fields. Fieldwork is behind for corn and sunseed, but most of the soybean planting seems to be advancing relatively well. We expect the temperatures in South America to be seasonable also. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.